Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Kirk Chaffetz is our guest. He's the president of Story Worldwide. Kirk, tell us about Story Worldwide, please.
Story Worldwide is a content-focused worldwide advertising agency. We tell brand stories to get results for our clients.
And storyworldwide.com, right?
Yes, that's it.
And you've never seen a website like this one, folks. If you, even if you think you're not a prospect, or might want, ever want to do business with Kirk, which some of you might be thinking that right now, you need to go to that website and check it out. It will expand your horizons. And congratulations again on that, Kirk, and on your success. You know, you've been with us since before Story.
It's true.
There was a time when you didn't have anything to tell us that you were doing. You had a book and you were, but I'm serious. I'm saying that to compliment you and brag on you for how far you come with your company just in the last, 7 or 8 years.
Well, thank you very much. It's been an interesting ride, up and down lately.
Mr. Toad's wild ride, huh? Okay. Crowdsourcing. Tell us the definition of crowdsourcing again, please.
Crowdsourcing is the fine art of outsourcing various functions of your enterprise to the crowd, to an audience, if you will. And social media is, of course, you know, the whole World Wide Web is the perfect avenue for crowdsourcing. Mm-hmm. So if I want ideas about how to build a new car, I can go to the usual suspects of the 25 engineers on my payroll. Let's say I'm Ford. Or I can go to hundreds of thousands of customers. I can crowdsource the problem. Mm-hmm. And I could say, what features should we have? What features do you hate the most about your current car? And what features would you love the most
about,
to have?
You're talking about a focus group on steroids.
Exactly. Yes.
Only probably with honest and more honest and valuable responses.
Well, I think it is. It's less guarded and it's much bigger and it's real time, all of which focus groups are not.
Well,
valuable tools if all you're doing is listening. Now, there's a whole bunch of other things you can crowdsource. There's a lot of discussion going on in the media right now about crowdsourcing the news.
Yeah.
And you see it on CNN all the time.
And is that good?
Well, I think it brings more information. The information's less filtered. It's less reliable. So it's good and it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Almost
it's more
everything
stuff,
about
but it may
crowdsourcing.
Not be... Go ahead.
Hmm? I'm
Go
sorry.
Ahead. No.
Almost everything about crowdsourcing is both good and bad in one way or another, except for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is if you can crowdsource your marketing.
Yeah. How would a small business owner... Give us a way for small business owners to use just one small application of crowdsourcing.
You have, if you're a small business owner, probably a core of, I don't know if it's 100 or 500 or 1,000 customers who absolutely love you. You can harness their energy by giving them pieces of content that they can forward to their friends, giving them white papers they can forward or simply product descriptions they can forward. They can become your sales force.
Mm-hmm.
You can crowdsource your marketing to the people who love you best.
And it's okay, in my opinion, it's okay to let them know that they become your partner in this.
Absolutely. And these days, have you ever heard of the application called Cartfly?
Yeah.
Cartfly is another great example of how to crowdsource.
Mm-hmm.
With Cartfly, you can crowdsource your sales, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can literally have friends and fans erect little e-commerce stores for you in their social media profiles so they can say, I love Joe's Pizza Parlor. It's the best pizza in the world. If you want to order one,
if somebody wants. Kirk, if somebody wanted to learn more about crowdsourcing, how would they do that?
Well, they could read Jeff Howe's book called Crowdsourcing.
Okay.
I think that would, you know, that's a fabulous start.
Sounds like the Bible on the topic.
And it, I believe it is. And Jeff,
he's probably got
a
blog somewhere. So go look for that. Spell his last name.
Howe.
Okay, so check that out. Hey, Kirk, we got to wrap it up. Safe travels. I know you're going to do some more work this week, and then you're going on a holiday. Look forward to getting you back over here in God's country.
Well, same, Jim. I always look forward to getting home.
I know. Hey, thanks, Kirk, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen, one of our good friends here at the Small Business Advocate Show. We couldn't do without him and the Brain Trust. And talk about dedication, breaking up his day in London to spend time with us. We really appreciate that. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.